Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. I was recently in Madison, Wisconsin, and walking into a building, and I stopped, as I was trained by my mother and grandmothers, and held the door for two people as I entered our state's capital. They stopped and looked at me, and I said, "You first." And they said, no, that's okay. Go ahead. And I said, "No, I'm sorry, I wasn't raised that way." And I stubbornly stood there waiting for them to go. They looked at me like I was a weirdo and walked in. As we were walking in, these two and I started to chat as we walked down the long hallway, and they said they thought it was old-fashioned to have someone hold the door for them. I explained, "It's just a simple common courtesy, and I was raised by women who expected me to be a gentleman, and that I literally hear my mother and both grandmothers' voices in my head if I'm entering a door in front of someone else. It actually stops me in my tracks." Our state capitol has four main halls, and in the center is a beautiful rotunda. And for some odd reason, as I was walking down the hall and we stopped in the rotunda, these two just kept on about why I wouldn't just walk in the door and keep going without stopping for them. At one point saying to me, do you even care about us? I mean, why do you even want to open the door? Honestly, I was starting to get a little irritated and began to wonder, why is a common courtesy being questioned by these two young men and women? Well, then it hit me. It is no longer a common courtesy to insist that others are first. So I asked them, "Does anyone in your life open doors for you?" They looked at me and harmoniously said, "No." Then I said, "Well, do you open doors for anyone?" And they both said, "No." I asked them what they were doing in the Capitol, and they said they were both interning this summer for a senator, and they were returning from lunch. I then asked them, "Hey, I want to ask you two a literal question, but I want you to reflect on this figuratively. Before I tell you the question, I want to disclose something about myself. I'll talk to anyone. I'll confront anyone, and I'll challenge anyone. It's a behavior that kind of drives my family nuts, but it entertains my friends. If I see a family taking a selfie, I grab the phone, with permission, of course, and I take the picture. If I see a bunch of older women sitting around having lunch together and I'm being seated, I turn to the ladies and I'll say, "Hey, are you going to be loud and rowdy the whole time here while I'm trying to have lunch, or can we just have a nice peaceful afternoon?" Of course, we do it with a chuckle on our face and have a little fun. But also, if I see someone being disrespectful to someone else, I usually insert myself with some disarming comment. Heck, I mean, last weekend, I was on a trip with my kids and our family and all of their cousins, and we decided we were going to bring the high five back. And we challenged everyone we met to give us a high five. And by the end of the weekend, everyone in the whole area was calling us the high five family. I'm that guy, the one with endless dad jokes. So the fact that these two college intern students engaged me while I was walking down the hallway and challenged me about being a gentleman, it may sound strange to some that I challenged them back, but my kids would just be rolling their eyes if they had been there with me. Sorry, that was a fun digression, but back to the question. So here's what I said to them. "I want to ask you a literal question, but I want you to reflect on this figuratively. Do you open doors for others? And if not, how can you expect others to open them for you?" They gave me a look like, "Hey, listen, we have philosophy in fall at school," but they got it. I told them not to answer me, but talked about it as they walked to the office. They went left and I went upstairs to the right, and I'll probably never see them again, or maybe one day I'll vote for one of them, and hopefully their perception of me, the old guy in the gray suit, will have made them think about leadership. So today, I want you to reflect upon your role as a leader in opening doors for others, and more importantly, having the "you first" attitude. Why is it an old-fashioned concept to open the door for someone, to be polite, to be kind, to address someone with respect? In an age where people are walking into light poles or tripping over fire hydrants because they are so engaged with their phone that they don't take a moment to look up and care for themselves, how can we expect others to grow into leaders if they can't see past the palm of their own hand? Well, I'll tell you. It begins with you, and you having a leadership mindset that puts the needs of others before your own. It is you creating a culture where people see your actions, hear your words, and observe your behaviors by focusing first on others. When my children were little, like, say, 4 years old, and they'd lose their minds or temper because they wanted something or got upset with each other, I would ask them a simple and disarming question. Hey, who are you putting first right now? When they were little, I would look for every opportunity to explain why we always put others first. I would simply say to them that they should put others first, and that if everyone put everyone they met first, the whole world would serve others and you'd be first to a whole lot of people. But if you put yourself first, everyone will put you second, third, fourth, or not at all. The statement still works with them as teenagers, and I assume when they're adults, it'll still have that same effect. So how does this translate to you? Well, no matter your role in the world, remember that anyone who has influence over another person is a leader, and that a buffalo is someone who's willing to run into storms in order to proactively lead others through the challenge. So how then are you saying you first in your actions and opening and holding the door open for others? It is so easy in life to make yourself first. Your mind can be clouded with thoughts that I call me, myself, and I moments, which is a great song, but not a way to live.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I.
When you are serving others, it is critical to focus first on them and their needs. If you expect people to be successful, it is only through the willingness on your part to recognize that your primary function as a leader is to focus on the needs of others. Challenge people to be what you see they can be and say you first. So many times in leadership, there are moments when we want to just take over and move others out of the way instead of leading them. That's dangerous because it enables those around us. I mean, imagine if a buffalo, instead of leading others to charge into the storm, decided to carry the herd on their backs. Pretty quick way to blow out your knees, literally and figuratively. When you have a you-first mindset, you are looking for ways to improve others. You are looking for doors to open in other people's leadership, and you are looking for strategies to support them so that they realize their potential. A me-first leader operates from an ego-driven perspective, a desire for credit, a longing for praise and accolades. A me, myself, and I leader is paranoid, questioning, and focused on who's not being successful or who is out to get them. These type of leaders are so self-absorbed, they don't even know they are holding the door closed for others. They actually believe that they are protecting others by blocking opportunities for them to enter. Here are two things that we all need to do. First, open the door. Seriously, just open the door for someone else. Those me, myself, and I leaders, they need examples and reminders. They need someone else to show them that it is their responsibility to pay it forward in an effort to grow leadership. We need to put others first, hear in our mind that we are there to support the needs and leadership of others. It is our responsibility to provide opportunities for others so that they can grow and lead. While we hope that everyone can simply become a leader, it is only by us both literally and figuratively opening the door that they will begin to put others first. Second, expect that door to be opened. I recall a time when my brothers and I were heading into a Sunday service, and like all kids, we were way ahead of my mom as we were running to get into the church. As we shot up the stairs, we were all entering the church, but my mom caught up, and just as I was walking into church, she grabbed my collar, yanked me out of the doorway, and said, "Hold that door for me." My memory of that moment is that about 300 adults looked at her and like, "Hey, good job, Julie." My point is, sometimes we gotta shake the selfishness out of others in order to get them to become aware of the simple fact that they are door blockers. Sometimes the easiest way for us to get to be you-first minded is by showing them that they are leading from a me-first angle instead of a you-first way. If you are going to grab anyone by the collar, please check with HR first, okay? I'm kidding. But seriously, so many of us are unaware of our behaviors that we need others to come up to us and show us that we're not being our best. When you have a you-first attitude, you find great rewards in simple things. You stand back and see others grow. So many of us expect collaboration, but we fail to teach, model, and expect others to see others as their priority. In hallways, in classrooms, in corporate centers, in boardrooms, and in public. Like I always tell my family, those who enter our house put the needs of others first. So this week, let's focus on opening the door so that leaders can move effortlessly towards greater success. So let's do some smart thinking. Where in your professional life and personal life, whether that be in a classroom, a hallway, the public, a boardroom, at your place of work, can you open the door? When was the last time you opened a door for someone? How can you literally and figuratively open doors for those you serve? And finally, what can you do in your organization, your classroom, or your life to create a culture of you first? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your social platform for me. I also wanted to thank the Wellpennies for their music and remind the listeners that if you're listening to it this week, remember that they are playing on August 9th at River Edge Nature Center in Newburgh, Wisconsin, and it's free. The music begins at 6:30. Last, I want to thank those two interns for giving me the weird look at the Capitol when I held the door for them and inspiring this podcast. I never asked them which senator they worked for, but does it matter? They hopefully argued as they tried to leave work that night to see who would open the door for the other first. And second, I want to thank my mom and grandmothers for keeping us humble and making us do the little things, like holding the door. When we were little guys, and we would remember to, we'd race to hold the door open to get the praise for being such little gentlemen. While we were doing it for the praise and the opportunity to snicker at the slower brother, it taught us a valuable lesson, that we were here to serve and make certain that, especially in our own family, they were first.
There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.